This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Without being too broad, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in. Let me go beyond your question. First of all, I want to tell you that I really like Micah. I appreciate the years, 4 years that we've had him here, and he's a great player.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass on this Featured Artist Friday. Who is the who we got today?
Bad Religion. Our featured artist today.
So we'll be playing Bad Religion all the way up until 2 o'clock. Right here on The Fan, of course, at noon. Ryan Ripken will join us for Ripping It with Ryan. So a lot of NFL and baseball talk today. But we start with the big news in the NFL yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys trading Michael Parsons yesterday afternoon to the Green Bay Packers for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. You just heard from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones there and GM talking in the press conference last night. I watched a good bit of it, and Jerry is trying to sell the fans that somehow they got better. That the one of the main reasons for this deal was they want to stop the run, and he is right that they have been slaughtered on the ground in the playoffs every time they get there. I'll give him that. But I'm not buying that Kenny Clark is the answer. And I like Kenny Clark. Mm-hmm. He's had a good career. I like Kenny Clark. But we're talking about them trading arguably the best defensive player in the NFL today. I mean, it's a bad deal. You trade a talent like that, you're not going to get equal value. Jerry could say what he wants. He could try to spend it how he wants. I mean, you do this a week before the season starts. I don't know how has he not lost the locker room after making a move like that?
I think the locker room probably has lost a lot of confidence. You know, because when you have a guy like that, you drafted, and he's more than what you thought, it's kind of pretty easy that I'm paying that dude. It's like when we had Sean Taylor. You know, we got Sean Taylor, and Sean was great. You know, he was spectacular. All right. And you know what Dan did? Called Drew Rosenhaus, who was the agent, said, "Drew, I'm going to pay him. Just don't beat me up too bad." You know, I mean, it's just we're paying him. I'm paying him, but just don't take advantage of me too bad. You know, I mean, that's whereas with that type of guy, when you have that guy, you're not trying to win the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just trying
to. You can't. The winning the deal
like
is
Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
The highest paid safety prior to Kyle was 21. He got 25.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, Kyle's happy. He's one of my best players. He's a great player. He's young. We drafted him. Giving away 26-year-old superstars doesn't make a lot of sense. I remember, Cordell, we won a Super Bowl in 94, and Deion was young at the time. Al Davis told Jerry Jones, said, if you let San Francisco keep him, they're going to win the Super Bowl. You get Deion, you'll win the Super Bowl. And what did they do? They got Deion and they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, that's the kind of impact. I mean, this kid's going to have, for Green Bay, I mean, if I'm Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, I'm pissed off. You know, Jerry, you know, because I watched that Dallas thing on Netflix. Did you watch that?
I'm in the process of watching it.
Yeah. Just like he was much sharper and stuff. I mean, he's 80-some years old now. Yeah. So Steven's kind of got to tread lightly because I'm sure his dad says, Steven, I own the team. So it was just, and then when you just try to deal with the player only, that's a bad look, especially if he's got an agent that's a big-time agent. And the problem is they got two other players that are going to be free agents next year with the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have good relationships with the agent, especially of your superstar player. Drew Rosenhaus, you know, like, he had carte blanche at the Redskins when I was there. Drew could do no wrong. You know, I mean, he'd be on the sidelines of games and all that kind of. So, got to take care of the people that got your guys, man.
And they talked, he was asked that last night about, you know, are you worried that this has impacted or maybe fractured that relationship with Mulugeta, who, like I said, represents other players on his team? And Jerry goes into, you know, which he's not wrong about. You have to have thick skin to be in this field. You have to be able to keep your eye on the ball. My question is can Jerry, like, does he not have hurt feelings? You can't convince me that he doesn't take it personal. And even to your point about Steven Jones, watching the presser yesterday, mm-hmm. you could see a little bit of the dynamic between them. Steven sitting back, letting Jerry, who initially says he doesn't want to go into too much detail, and then proceeds to go into a lot of detail, and he's calling Mike a Michael multiple times. And
that's on purpose.
Steven corrects him at one point. And then even at times, Jerry would give an answer and Steven would kind of jump in and not correct it, but try to spin it a little bit more in the direction that they want. But no doubt, Jerry is still a very prideful guy. You could tell he wants things the way that he wants them. And he swears that it was a universally agreed on thing within the organization. And my question would have been, because it seemed like they asked a lot of really good questions in that press. I'll give the reporters that were there that credit. But my question would have been, Jerry, how can you trust that everybody is really on the same page? If you go in there and you say you want to trade Micah Parsons, who's going to be brave enough to say,
nobody.
I think this is a bad idea? That's my thing. I mean, you can't convince me that everybody was on board with this. You just can't.
The only thing I would say to that, Cordell, and I kind of was in not a similar situation, but a situation kind of like that where we're at the owners' meetings, and Dan and Fred Drasner was Dan's partner when he first bought the team. We're at the owners' meetings, and we had just won. In 99, we won the mm-hmm. division, and Brad Johnson was the Pro mm-hmm. Bowl quarterback. And we're in the meetings. They call me out of a meeting, and they said, find Lee Steinberg. I said, why do you want me to find Lee Steinberg? We want to talk to him about Jeff George. I said, why? And he said, well, just find Lee. So then I go to Norv. I said, Norv, you're never going to believe what they just asked me to do. And he says, he'll never play for me, you know. I said, cool, you know. So then, you know, like Dan and Fred, they go, finally? I said, nah, Having fun. You know, I wasn't looking for him. I didn't want Jeff George.
Right.
You know? So then I'm in a meeting. They call me out. I'm back against the wall, and they say, hey, look at your paycheck. Whose name's on it? You know, we own this team. You don't. We tell you to go do this, do it. You know? So, and it ended up screwing up the team.
And Brad Johnson goes on to win a Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah. So that's what happens when, you know, that's what owners will do when they get in their head what they want to do, you know, and it's their decision and they can make it. And they're not going to listen to people. They're not going to and Jerry's not listening to Steven. I mean, you watch the Dallas show on Netflix. Because he's talking, I don't know if you got to that part yet, where, yeah, I thought that it wasn't that big a deal with Jimmy and my dad. You know, I thought it was going to get worked out, you know. But Jerry was so stubborn. That is Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm part of, you know, I want to be included. You know, he fires a guy that won two Super Bowls, you know, so trading a player like Micah Parsons, that's nothing for him.
No.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Oh, no, he's the star of the show.
Yes.
Nobody that puts that star on their helmet will be bigger than Jerry in Jerry's mind. And that's the thing here. You got a lame duck coach in there right now that you didn't even want to hire.
Yeah.
You've alienated a lot of your star players beyond Micah. Diggs. I mean, Dak, I guess he still is in good favor right now until there's another new shiny toy coming out of college that he wants. But I look at that and look, I'm rooting for their failure without a doubt, obviously. So I do love this, but I just can't make sense of it. You don't see those types of players traded. And then the thing is, who's going to check him? Like we've been, he's the owner, he's the GM. Most GMs aren't even brave enough to make this move because then you're on the hot seat that entire year.
Well, if you're a GM, you can't make it because the owner's going to say, what the hell? Let me ask you this, Cordell. Do you think the Ravens, if you were Eric, would you have made the call?
No.
I agree with
you. And I talked about this yesterday. He just became the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. He's going to be paid more than Lamar? You can't.
He's making 47. Lamar makes like 50-something.
No, non-quarterback. Yeah, right. But you just give this deal to Hamilton. You have to. You still got to figure things out with, look, whether it's Linderbaum or Likely or Andrews or Jones, all these other dudes. I just don't think that was ever really going to happen. Obviously, he's a player. If they're willing to give him to you for a deal that helps you out, without a doubt. But, and look, honestly, could the Ravens have matched that offer that the Packers gave him? Probably. We're still talking about late round picks. Kenny Clark, I mean, Travis Jones or Matt Ibike or any of them, that's comparable to Kenny Clark right now. I think they could give a competitive offer. I just don't know if the money would have worked with the way the Ravens do business. Are they giving Michael Parsons that deal? I don't know.
If I'm Eric, got the best roster in football now.
Yeah.
You know, and I got great chemistry on my football team. Why do I want to disrupt things, you know? And especially right before, I mean, you're playing Buffalo in what, like 10 days, 9 days? So, and I don't see Eric giving away two first-round draft picks either.
They care a lot. I mean, and we just talked to him the other day, and he talked again about how they're going to need the cheap labor. They need these draft picks to hit. They can't keep all their good players that they want to keep. So, I mean, that the writing's on the wall. You just give it's been a great week for athletes first. I mean, you get the Hamilton deal done the other day. The very next day, Parsons gets his deal. I mean, they're having a great week. They're popping endless champagne right now. But I never really bought into Parsons coming to Baltimore, even though the reports kept saying that the Ravens were one of the teams that they felt like were checking in on them.
Well, I mean, you got to do your due diligence. Mm-hmm. You know, what's it going to cost me? And if I would have been Dallas, you know, I would have asked for, I would have, you know, give me a one. Just give me a one. Give me Travis Jones and Mike Green.
Yeah.
I do, you know. Then I got a replacement and I got a run stopper, but I'm going to end up having to pay Travis Jones, but that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that is nothing compared to what Parsons is getting. And Green's on a rookie deal first year. Of a rookie deal. Coming up next here on the program, let's talk about the Ravens. Kyle Hamilton got his big payday the other day. Let's look at this defense and especially Kyle Hamilton getting paid as well and what impact that'll have on this Ravens defense that is expecting to get off to a faster start than they did last year. That's next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.